None but the hungry heart. 9-4. My father reigns. Put on the whole armour of God. Ephesians 6, verse 11. My sovereign father gives me a subservient Satan. Our father has better thoughts for us than a portion here. He is educating us for a blessed and eternal rest, free from evil and all that could cause it. And he is bent on the blessing of his children. And moreover, he is bound by his holiness to purge us suitably, though most graciously, for the place he has called us to. How often he lets Satan do this painful work and try to sift us as Job. But the Father's hand and will are behind it all. He gives his saints up to Satan's hand to a certain point, but only so far as to bring the heart fully to a bearing before himself. It is a wonderful thing to see the way in which, through the overruling power of the Father, the efforts of Satan against his people only bring them out the more distinctively in their own place of blessing. We cannot judge God's ways without judging God. We may love him in his ways, but the moment we judge or question that which he has revealed, we get above God. We make ourselves gods, and we put him in the place of the creature as subject to us. This brings our soul under the power of everyone that is more clever than ourselves. We are in their hands, and they can do what they please with us. Now the devil is more clever than we are. Therefore we ought to keep God ever in his place of God in our souls, lest Satan should make gods of us and set us judging God himself. If God be displaced, we get into the place of those who are irresponsible and as creatures the prey of any more cunning than ourselves. That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6, verse 11.